各个网友们大家好，熟悉美国作家 Nicholas Sparks 的网友们都知道，他的一部小说名字就叫 Dear John。 John 是军队当中的士兵，在一次回家探亲的过程当中呢，爱上了一个女孩，两个人感情深厚。可回到部队之后， John 却收到了一封来自女孩的分手信。其实呢，在从前， John 也被认为是美国大兵的代名词之一，而 Dear John 正是给人写信的开头，所以现在的人们就用 Dear John 来表示分手信、绝交信了。我们首先通过一个小对话来体会一下这个短语的用法。 Tim is so drunk, we can't let him go on drinking. Tim 已经醉得不成样子，我们不能让他再喝了。 He just got a Dear John letter from his girlfriend, so he went to drown his sorrows in drink.
他刚刚收到他女朋友的一封绝交信，因此借酒消愁。
Yeah, I know, but beer doesn't heal.
我能理解，但是啤酒不能疗伤啊。
John wants sorrows in drink.
借酒浇愁，这个短语也值得大家借鉴一下。好了，来看更多的例句。
Read between the lines, he knew it is a Dear John letter.
他从字里行间看出这是一封绝交信。
I received a Dear John letter from my girlfriend, which broke my heart.
我收到女友寄来的绝交信，伤心欲绝。
His girlfriend wrote him a Dear John letter and moved to Japan.
他的女朋友写给他一封分手信之后，就搬到日本去了。
It was a Dear John letter that told the recipient, whose name appeared to be Michael, that the writer could not see him anymore because her mother forbade it.
这是一封绝情信，写给 Michael 的，发信人因他母亲的阻拦而不能再见他。再来看最后一个句子。
You still misunderstood the letter. I merely desired for your comfort. It was not a Dear John letter.
你仍然误解那封信，我只是想让你安慰我而已，并非要绝交。看来是写分手信来吓唬对方了哈。接到了分手信之后，似乎 get drunk是很多人的选择，不过酒精只能麻痹一会儿。
Time is a great healer.
时间才是最好的良药。好了，本期内容我们就听到这里，下期再见吧。